This is...
But my player of the game has to be Colby Duval, as she racked up 14 points.
Your Concordia, Nebraska, all sports leader.
Yeah. 2 points. That's...
Oh, she's so close.
Jinx.
Koopski. Guys, welcome back. My name is Wyatt Kuby, alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. Eric, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I mean, just had a pretty chill, fun, relaxing weekend. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I watched both basketball games this past weekend.
Very good games.
Very, very good games. We'll get into that in a bit. Actually, right away, let's start with the men's. All right. Men's beat Hastings 71-61 to advance to the GPAC Conference Championship. First time since 2005. Congratulations.
Ooh, good job.
That's a heck of an accomplishment. Tanner Shuck finished with 17 points, and right behind him was Brevlin Slope with 13 points and 4 assists. Those two seniors are really stepping it up.
Really stepping up. You know, we're always talking about the girls, Grace Berry and Philly Lammers, but these two, they're always, we're talking about them week after week, too.
Right?
They're right there.
As you mentioned with the girls, obviously we have Philly Lammers and Grace Berry, but... And with the girls, you got other players, you know, you got
Colby Duval and you got Riley Sybil.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Those two girls you just get a new name every single week with the girls. For the men's, consistently you get Brevlin Slope and Tanner Shuck. One of those two players will be named.
Always doing great in a game.
Yes.
You
so
know, the big difference came down to the 3-point line.
Oh, you are not wrong.
Like, we went 13 for 34 and Hastings went 3 for 17. That's huge.
And most of those threes came in at clutch time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was at the game sitting about second row. Oh, man, we were lighting it up near the end.
You know, when they're shooting those threes, it's just fun to watch. It's great just to be in there, just seeing the three, and then just everyone holding up three after they make it.
And screaming. It gets loud in there.
It's great.
You know? So they are going to travel to Dakota Wesleyan for the GPAC title. That game will
it's
be...
a big game. They got to win this to guarantee a spot.
Yes. To guarantee a spot, you got to win... technically, top two automatically get in. They just don't know where their spot is.
Yeah. Winning that's going to help them so much for that.
Oh, it will. It will. It'll increase their ranking. So that game starts March 3rd at 7 p.m. at Dakota Wesleyan. Yeah, so if you want to go there, check them out, cheer them on, or watch it on live on Dakota Wesleyan's website because they'll be streaming it. All right, on to women's basketball. They beat Dort 94-79 to head to their fourth straight GPAC championship. And that, my friends, is going to be hosted at Walls Arena, the fourth time in a row that the GPAC championship will be at Walls Arena.
This is like an annual thing, and it's great.
Right?
I love it.
It's going to be a great atmosphere. Philly Lammers and Grace Berry both hit 17 points, so they came in clutch, as we mentioned earlier. But my player of the game has to be Colby Duval, as she racked up 14 points and was the scrappiest player on that floor, man. She racked up 10 rebounds, hit a double-double. Way to go.
Also, sophomore Mackenzie Kopeek poured in a career high of 15 points while draining 4 trays.
Ooh, man, that's, you know, being at that game, the only reason why it was that close was refs. Like, there were some bad calls. Both sides, all right? I'm not going to just say bad calls on us. Both sides had really, really bad calls.
Yeah, each team was going to the free throw line quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was still good.
It was a really good game, you know? But I just can't... This one ref, he was very short, and we are doing an inbounds play, you know? The second ref hasn't even handed the ball to our girl to go pass it in, and all of a sudden, whistle, foul on Colby, and we're like, what? She didn't even touch the girl, and all of a sudden, yeah.
Just let them play.
Right?
Let them
that's
play.
That's little. We had so many hecklers there.
Also, like, Riley Sybil was responsible for 5 of the 18 steals.
Oh yeah, that's impressive. Like,
that's pretty good.
Good for the steals, and I'm glad we had that many. But we also gave up a lot of turnovers.
We did.
We had, I don't even know how many we had, but we had a lot. Watching that game, it was back and forth down the court, turnover after turnover. There was one stretch where there was no points for like a solid minute. Like, literally, there was no points scored for a minute game time because there was turnover after turnover down the court.
You can't have that.
You can't.
It's just sloppy play. It's just smart decision-making, smart passing.
Yes, but hopefully they can fix up the turnovers for the championship. Honestly, if they can fix that, the turnover ratio...
Oh, we'll be unstoppable.
Oh, yeah, and we would have won that game like 126 to 79 instead of 94, you know?
Yeah.
It's the little things right now that I'm concerned about, you know, because we're setting ourselves at a high level. And if you're playing
a little sloppy play, bad passes, it's going to come back to bite you.
Exactly. And it came back almost to bite Concordia in the butt, but they ended up holding on to the lead.
You know, we just said Philly Lammers and Grace Berry got 17 points each, but in the past two games, Grace Berry has gotten 32 points total and 13 assists. Meanwhile, All-American Philly Lammers scored 10 points versus Midland and 17 against Dort also. That's still a lot.
That's pretty impressive.
She is 2 points away from 2,000 career points. The only other person in Concordia history is Bailey Morris.
See, that was before my time at Concordia.
That was before. This is my time at Concordia. I can't say that. Anyways, 2 points. That's...
She's so close.
Jinx.
Bulldogs play March 3rd at Walls Arena starting at 7. So, girls, good luck. Get her done.
This is going to be a good game. This is against Hastings.
Yes, the number two team in the third NAIA.
Time we've faced them.
Right, and we split the difference in the regular season. Hopefully, we can cap it off with a series win. You know, get that 2-1 series win. You know, pack the stadium, folks. This is going to be one heck of a game. You don't want to miss it. It's going to go down to the wire. I guarantee it. Last game, it almost did. We ended up winning by about 20. But that was because of, Hastings did not show up last game. But
they're
going to come out guns a-blazing.
Oh, yeah, especially since they beat us once. They know that they can beat us. We beat them once. We know that they can beat them. It's going to be great.
We can beat them.
Yeah, either way.
Y'all better show up. You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. All right, moving on to a new sport called baseball. They finished a four-game series against Waldorf University this past weekend, swept the Warriors 4-0, and was dominated by the Bulldogs, outscoring the Warriors 35-8 over this past weekend.
That is insane.
Right?
I don't...
I'm speechless.
You know, when you think of baseball, you don't think of high-scoring games. You always think of five at the most.
Right? In the first two games, it was 10-0.
Exactly, and you're outscoring them 35-8 in the first four games.
It's insane. So they move up to 8-2 overall.
A big game for sophomore Jesse Garcia, who had one run in each of the first three games.
And attaboy.
He also recorded two hits, including a double.
Attaboy. That's how you play baseball, I think. I don't know. I played baseball for my junior high years.
You know, anytime you get numbers, I think it's pretty good.
I think so, you know. I sucked at baseball, so I didn't really care about it. But I love watching it. I'll tell you that. I love watching baseball. It's just something about baseball where you just be in the stands and you get to just chill out with your friends or family and watch a baseball game, you know? You know, it's not all exciting like basketball or football, but you get your moments, you know? It's just, I don't know. For me, it's just fun to watch. It's hard to describe. You just got to go out and enjoy it.
Next up for Concordia is Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas. It's a doubleheader, Tuesday, March 3rd. First pitch is at 2 p.m.
All righty.
Good luck to that.
Yep, definitely.
We expect another sweep.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. They're looking so hot. Being GPAC champions last year, I can see them doing it again and hitting nationals high in nationals.
It's in everyone's mind.
Oh, it is. It is. And hopefully they can get it done. On to the female side of baseball called softball. They started off the season hot with a 3-game winning streak. That streak was unfortunately cut short after losing to Bethany College in game 2 of their 2-game series, 4-8. That's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really is, especially after the first game. The first game, the first inning, you got 5 runs, and you ended it 7-0.
Yeah, so
then to come out second game and lose 8-4, that's tough.
It is tough, but also, you know, you're still able to bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one loss.
One loss, close loss.
Close loss, you know, you're able...
I will say this. The thing with baseball and softball is it's so unpredictable.
Oh, it is. It is.
You go from beating a team 7-0, and then the next game, just you lose 8-4. It's tough, but it's so unpredictable, and anything can happen.
It is, and there's a ton of baseball and softball to be played over the season.
There's so many games.
There's so many games and so many opportunities to continue to grow as a team. Right now, I'm not worried.
Oh, no.
I'm not worried. You know, 3-1 is a really good start.
Yeah. Hannah Hyra went 2-for-4 in both ends of the doubleheader. She is also a two-time first-team All-GPAC slugger.
Heck yeah!
Good job.
that's an accomplishment right there. They have a doubleheader coming up on Wednesday at York College, starting at 4. Their first game starts at 4, so good luck to them, and hopefully they can continue their winning ways. All right, now on to another new sport, men's tennis. They got their second straight win over Bethel College, winning 5-2. Some key players.
Some key doubles.
Oh, we're going to go doubles first. All right, yeah, got it. Some doubles. Key doubles.
In doubles, we picked up victories from sophomore Jack Kitchen and freshman Eduardo Rojas. We also got victories from Joe Bindle and Isaac Howes. It's pretty good.
It is good. I really don't know tennis that much. Well, we need to get someone in.
And tennis.
We need to interview someone.
In doubles, there's two games. So we won both those. There's a third game to decide that if it's split. But okay. That was not the case here.
All right.
In singles, junior Jeremy Berryman won. Isaac Howes also won. Jack Kitson and senior Josh Miller.
That's pretty good job. Setup right there.
We expect
four wins. Guys getting wins, you know. That's pretty impressive to help your team get that dub. Continue going. We need to get someone in here to interview for tennis.
Men's tennis will continue next Friday, March 6th. They'll welcome Baker University.
All right. That's a home one?
Yep.
All right. That'll be at the Fieldhouse.
On to women's tennis. They also won.
Hey, that's something new.
We finally, instead of going opposites for men and women, we both won 5-2.
Hey, so wow. New pattern.
Keep that trend up.
Yes.
Keep it up. They won 6 of the matches in singles, and they won 2 of the 3 doubles contests.
That's impressive.
In singles, we had contested victories that were claimed by junior Allison Marshall, Tara Farrell, and junior Ansley Gates.
Nice!
In doubles, we won 6-4 with the duo of senior Christian Wagner and freshman Tara Farrell.
You know, that's pretty good.
You know, these two teams, opposites, not opposites, keep it up.
Yes, you know...
I'd rather have it, you know, be... Not opposites.
You'd rather have it undefeated. But the bounce back from that these two programs had from last year after not having the best season for each, you know, after getting a new head coach last year, David DeSimone, able to bounce back and, you know, start the year off pretty good, you know? Their record now.
Starting on a high note.
Their record from, like, the men's side is 2-2 right now, which is really, really good. You know, 500. You're basically, next game, you're starting the game off, you know, you're 0-0. Let's get this next win, go above 500, is what I'm looking at. So the fact that David is able to bring a program that was kind of in the tank last year and able to get them, like, into the point where, hey, I believe in you, you guys can win, you guys can get us to that GPAC tournament, you know, I think is very, you know, very beneficial.
You can see it in their play, too. Like, it's different from last year. Like,
it is.
The way that they hold themselves and that they have more confidence than just...
And they're more aggressive.
Yeah. It's just a different style of play.
It is.
It's a better style of play. They'll also host Baker University at the Fieldhouse with the guys. So good luck to them as well.
All right. That sounds great. Wrestling has nationals coming up.
Yes, we do. Good luck to the 8 wrestlers going to the NAIA Wrestling National Championships, which will be Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th.
All right, and those 8 are...
The 8 drum wrestlers roll, please. Are... Mario Ybarra at 125, Alberto Garcia at 133, Chris Kimball at 141, Gabe Crawford at 157, Blake Castillo at 174. DeAndre Cherry at 174. Who, might I add, got voted in to get in because he was on that deciding factor for fourth place. He got in.
That man should...
He was an All-American last year.
Yeah, he was. He definitely deserved to be automatically in. He definitely should have gotten in,
and he did. Congrats to him. Yep. Darren Miller at 184 and Tanner Farmer at heavyweight.
That'll be a great, great turnout for our men's team. Hopefully they can, as a team, win nationals.
It'll be tough, but we need...
I think with those 8 guys, they can do it. Like, these 8 are top of the line wrestlers.
We have many wrestlers that are returning All-Americans and Tanner Farmer.
Yeah, Tanner Farmer is a freak. Freak of an athlete. He's insane.
So far, he's ranked 2 in the bracket.
He should be number 1. Who's number 1 for crying out
Probably
loud?
Probably the kid that won it last year.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
The first session is on Friday, like I said, and that starts at 10 a.m.
All right, so good luck to those wrestlers. Hopefully they can bring back a championship for us. All right, track and field also has their national tournament coming up this week. Multis start on Thursday, and everything else is Friday and Saturday. We got about over 35 athletes competing at nationals, so I'm not going to name them all because that's a lot of names.
That would be a lot of names.
That would be a lot of names.
And you know, with
that might take 15 minutes
at
itself.
Taking names and like saying them, we'd be here probably all night.
Exactly. Like, it's too long. So, Rachel Battershell was named GPAC MVP at the GPAC All-Conference meet 2 weeks ago. So, hopefully, she can get or continue her hot streak in
her reign of terror.
Yes, her reign of terror. That's a good word for it. And super senior Jake Knobel in men's throwing team is another great star out there. And, you know, he took first in his event in GPAC. So, he is a very, very good athlete. Hopefully he can get it done and bring back another championship.
There's so many teams at Concordia that are going into tournaments or just starting up. And right now they're all doing pretty good.
Yes, they are. And honestly, looking at the women's side, we have our jumpers. We qualified three jumpers to go to nationals, Cora Olson, Jamie Broman, and freshman Katie Sievert. Cora Olson and Jamie are both sophomores, by the way. So the fact that they're able to compete at this high stage at a particularly young age compared to the other athletes is
we'll be here a while.
Is insane. Like you're going to see these girls at nationals for years to come.
That's going to be fun to watch.
It is going to be fun to watch. I'm going to be traveling up there watching them. I'm going to be cheering them on. Hopefully they can get it done and bring back another championship. That'd be great. All right, folks, that's all we got for you today. Thank you all for joining in and tuning in with us. As always, you can email us if you have any questions or you just want to talk to us at cunekubski@gmail.com. Again, that's cunekubski@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Instagram at cunekubski. Shout out to the server for letting us post this podcast on their website. It's a big, big boost for us and for the server. So thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Something like